Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Llewellyn. Nice to be back with you. I'm excited because Agnes Chow is back with us today. She is an amazing transformational life coach and a private consultant who has been with us several times now here on Close Up Talk Radio, and it's always amazing to hear her and hear her advice and what she has to talk about. She helps people move forward and to get their greater well-being out of their life, physically, mentally, and emotionally. And as she guides her clients, she teaches them to, as she put it, tap into their divine intelligence and unite their conscience and their subconscious thoughts. The goal is always to help people live more freely and successfully and to become the creator of your own happiness. If that sounds like something of interest to you, well, then I think you can find this amazing. She really is a remarkable lady. This is a whole new phase of her life because she had a major career in the world of engineering, where in the corporate world, where she was honored for business innovation, leadership, and many technical achievements. She continues to participate in business networking events, where she is often a featured speaker, and she introduces audiences to her transformational coaching techniques. And another one, Psyche, she is a specialist in that. I'm not quite sure if you know what that means, but we'll get her to explain it today. Anyway, beyond her work as a coach, she helps women hone their power through their volunteer work as a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu instructor and is the owner of a 501c3 concern called the Empowered Heart. So anyway, that's a little bit about Agnes's background. It's just a delight to have her back with us again. She's based in Phoenix, Arizona. Her goal is to help people live better lives, and she loves what she's doing. I know it's a big difference from what she was doing in the corporate world. Agnes, it really is quite different from your life in the corporate arena, what you're doing right now. Big change, right? But you love it.
I love it, Doug, and I will tell you that even though it may seem like it's a big change, in many respects there are a lot of similarities. I had coached a lot of people throughout my 26-year career, and I loved doing it. And as an engineer, I was very focused on getting to results quickly, getting to root of problems quickly. And now I'm helping people get to root of problems quickly and identifying the most efficient and effective methods to help them transform their lives for the better.
Well, I just think that's fabulous, especially to be able to do what you're doing and to be so happy and love what you do, which, you know, that's great because you've had really two great careers in the world of engineering now and what you're doing. We have a subject matter we're going to be talking about today. I mean, we could talk about many things, but the secret to this subject is really the secret to growing younger. Which is a great subject. You know, most people want to look younger. I lived years in Hollywood, you know, everybody wants to look younger in Hollywood. But the growing younger, that's a whole different subject. I know you're a woman who's about to turn 51, and when people meet you, they certainly don't know that. They think you're in their 30s, which is congratulations. Tell me a little bit about some of your youth secrets. You know, we're not talking about cosmetics now. It's spirit. It's the way you feel. It's the vibrancy that comes with you. You have discovered the secret to growing younger. Share it with us. What have you found?
I'd be happy to share, Doug. So I will share that for me, the secret to growing younger is that it's an inside job. And I'll give you some background first. You know, over 5 years ago, I was going through my divorce. And I was at a very low point in my life, feeling very vulnerable. And I will share that now. I actually feel more vibrant than I've ever felt in my entire life. I have more energy now than I've ever had in my entire life. And I'm excited to say that I am living the life that I would say I didn't even imagine that I could have. I was able to break free from the prison of my mind and really live the path of empowerment. And the path of empowerment is what brings with it vibrancy and youthfulness. And when I was going through my divorce and going through a lot of challenges in my life, I was caught up in the dreaded drama triangle. And the dreaded drama triangle has the roles of victim, persecutor, and rescuer. And sometimes I played all three of those roles. And wow. I realized that, one of the first things was to be aware of what I was going through and that I was caught up in that drama and a willingness to break free from the drama stories and embrace the empowerment stories. And one morning I woke up and I realized that I had a choice between the drama stories or the empowerment stories. And for every situation, I could tell you both. And with the empowerment stories, it's really centered around roles of creator, coach, and challenger. And I myself realized that the power was within me to be a creator of the life that I wanted. And so I will share that I am super excited to share even more of my secrets for growing younger. And I feel younger. People tell me I look younger than I did even 5 years ago. And I love to share with others that, you know, we can even improve our memory with age, and we can improve our physical exercise and activities. And I was not physically active previously, and now I am. Mm-hmm.
Well, I would think that to achieve what you have done, obviously it's a mindset is very part of your mind and the way you feel about it is very important. But I would also think physical exercise and being active is part of it as well. So let's talk about what you've discovered. How did you do it? What made you or what enabled you to change your mindset and your life?
Yes. So a little background. You know, I would say that when I transformed my life, I really went about reinventing myself. And I was, as I mentioned, caught up in that drama triangle. And I had interacted with a lot of narcissists in my life, both personally and professionally, and that really impacted my self-esteem and my self-confidence. And it was, a time where even though I was a successful executive, I was a bit of a mess on the inside. And I was caught up in that prison of my own mind and making. And it was when I became aware of this victimhood mentality and the dramas that I was caught up in, that's when I said, enough is enough. And the path I took to free my mind and body and live the life of empowerment started with the ABCs, A for awareness and B for belief, questioning my own beliefs, and then C for taking the challenge to transform myself into what I wanted to be. And really create the life that I want rather than to be a victim of my past and recognizing it's a choice.
Congratulations. Good for you. You're based in Phoenix. I wanted to point that out. You know, Phoenix is a great environment when you talk about being outside and enjoying the environment. Does that have part of it where you are now in Phoenix? That's helped, I would assume. Am I right?
Oh, I will tell you that Phoenix absolutely has helped me tremendously because we get a lot of sunshine here, and it does make a difference. And I will tell you that my transformation journey actually started even before I arrived in Phoenix. I was living in Vermont at the time, and I will tell you that even when there's cold weather and even when it's cloudy outside, we can still enjoy the fresh air. And so I was visiting Toronto just last week, and it was rainy and it was cold, and it made me appreciate the sunshine even more.
Yeah.
So. However, I would say that when people are living in climates where it's not where there's not a lot of sunshine, it's still possible by doing meditations and even just visualizing that one is connected with Mother Earth and drawing upon that wonderful energy from Mother Earth.
Well, you know, I there's so many questions I have for you. Let's talk about how you help people who come to you. And, you know, they may have been the same way you were when you were in the midst of going through a divorce and it was very a depressing time for you. When people come to you for help, what are the first steps you do with them to get them on the road to a better life, changing their life? What happens?
Yes. So when people come to me for help, I guide them to breathe into their heart, to tap into the divine intelligence within them that is connected with divine source, and allow that divine intelligence to guide us on how best to proceed. Now, I'm trained in several modalities. Psych-K is one of those modalities, Tongren tapping, various meditations, acupressure, cupping, gua sha, and different coaching methods and brain health coaching. And so I also create that sacred space where their wisdom is revealed. And what I like to do is actually help people peel back the layers of the onion to really understand what their subconscious beliefs are telling them. And so, you know, our subconscious mind is super powerful. It's like a supercomputer, whereas our conscious mind is like a keyboard to that supercomputer. And our subconscious mind has been recording everything since we were in the womb. And it's designed to protect us. However, there's a lot of old programming that no longer serves us. And it, you know, we may have certain affirmation statements, and that's wonderful. However, if the subconscious mind is not on board with that, it's important to surface what those beliefs are. And once we can surface those beliefs, we can reprogram those beliefs to align with the conscious mind's goals.
Well, you know, one of the things you specialize in, and you've written about it, is your brain health questionnaires that you give to your clients. And you've written you can change your brain at any age and actually help change your life. Physically, I know you're very active, as we pointed out. You are, you know, you're a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu instructor. Obviously, you're very physically active and able. But let's talk about brain health and what one can do to change their brain. I've rarely heard much talk about that. How do you go about that?
Yes. So with respect to brain health, you know, this is where I like to talk about engaging with all of our five senses, because brain health is mental health. Mental health is brain health. Brain health is overall health. And that is also very much mindset and also lifestyle as well. And I like to use the acronym BRAIN, B for belief, R for resiliency, A for active lifestyle, I for inner journey, and N for nature to nurture. And so with respect to B for belief systems, every condition or situation is based on belief systems, mostly subconscious. And if we can transform those beliefs, we can change the conditions or situations. And with respect to Psych-K, which is a spiritual process with often physical, mental, emotional, spiritual benefits, That is one of the fastest ways to surface what those subconscious beliefs are and to reprogram them. And so there's something called core beliefs balance, which I specialize in, and consists of 13 pairs of statements that really form the foundation for one's life and to remove any self-sabotage in achieving one's goals. And then with respect to resiliency, this is where it's really the ability to bounce back faster. And we can develop resiliency by actually learning something new and developing that cognitive resonance so that when we do have mental, emotional, or physical setbacks, we can bounce back faster because our brains have made all those connections. Every time we learn something new, we're forming new connections in our brain. All the neurons are firing away. So synapses right. are firing away. So, and then A for active lifestyle. So this is about being socially active, connecting with others. It's about physical activities, and it's about physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And so when we're learning something new, that could also be physical activities as well as mental activities, and it's important to incorporate both. And then
go ahead. No, you're on a roll. Go ahead. I didn't want to stop
okay.
you there.
Yeah, the I for inner journey. This is where I teach people breathe into your divine hearts and allow that divine intelligence to come through and guide you on your journey, on your path, on how you should best proceed for any given situation or condition. And for nature to nurture. So getting outdoors and feeling the loving energy of Mother Earth. And then the nurturing aspect, really the five senses. You know, this is where we can visualize like the violet flame to transmute any negative situation or condition to a positive situation or condition. The sound, hearing, listening to sound healing music also helps. And then also smelling flowers or essential oils that have a higher vibrational frequency. And then with respect to tasting, this is ensuring that we get the right nutrients, vitamins and minerals. And, you know, our body actually craves nutrients rather than volume. And then the other sense is touch. So our hands, our feet, and our spine are connected to every part of our body. And there is constant communication between the brain and the body, and it's going on all the time, back and forth. So if we give ourselves a massage of the hands, the feet, and the ears on a daily basis, then we're stimulating that communication and that connection. And so there are many natural ways to improve one's brain health, which is mental health, which is overall lifestyle health.
Well, you know, you talk about so many different things that are critical to what you do. I was going to ask you specifically, are there exercises or some things you do specific to the brain that help change the brain, help, I guess, our brain become younger or start thinking younger? Is there something in that? I mean, what do you do to help change a brain?
Yes. So there are exercises that I do and meditations that I do that do help with brain health. And I've learned various forms of meditation, and that includes moving meditation. And that's what Qigong is. Qigong is moving meditation. It helps boost one's immune system, and it helps develop strength in the body. and one can actually empower the organs. And each organ, so there's 12 organs, and every organ contains both positive and negative emotions, or love-based emotions and fear-based emotions. Actually, with love-based emotions and fear-based emotions, there are positive, negative qualities related to each of them. And so, as an example, the kidneys house both fear and caution. And a lot of us have excess fear. And it's important to have a balance. And when we have excess fear, it could be debilitating and where we can't move forward in life and we can't move forward in our decisions. And by transforming that fear into caution, we can then have more balance and take the necessary precautions without stifling ourselves. And so one simple exercise is to take the back of the hand and to tap the lower back. Not only are you giving yourself a great massage, you're also empowering your kidneys and transforming that excess fear into caution. And so why is that important? Because our emotions also determine how healthy our mental state is. And sometimes we are so caught up in our emotions that we can't think clearly. So when we do these exercises, we can actually have that emotional fortitude and put our emotions in check. And then we can free the mind and the body and have clarity in our thinking as well.
That's great.
That's one exercise.
I wanted to ask you, I know Psyche is very important to you, and you pointed out that it helped you change your beliefs at the subconscious level to align with your conscious goals. A lot of people really aren't familiar with what Psyche is all about. Could you describe a little bit of that for us?
Yes, absolutely. I'd be happy to share more about Psyche. I have learned a lot of different modalities, and what I have found is that Psyche is one of the fastest methods to align myself with and others with the path that will bring them greater happiness. And so with respect to Psyche, it's really a spiritual process with often physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual benefits. And in a session, we would do muscle testing to communicate with the subconscious mind to understand what the subconscious mind's belief systems are. And then if it's not aligned with our highest good, then we can reprogram the subconscious mind. And we do this by guiding the client through physical postures and movements to get to a whole brain. And in a whole brain state, that is when both the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere of the brain are active. And when this happens, then we free our minds and bodies of any blockage, energy blockage in the system that may be holding us back. So triggers no longer become triggers, because a trigger is really an energy blockage. And once we free our minds and bodies of that trigger and that energy blockage, then we have greater capacity and awareness. And so another way to look at this is, let's say there's a mug with different designs, and it's between the two of us, and I'm looking at it from one angle, and you're looking at it from the other angle. And we may be arguing about who's right. Once we're in a whole brain state, we can see that mug from a 360 angle and have that greater awareness. And in so doing, we also have greater compassion for ourselves and for others.
You know, I'm mesmerized just by listening you describe what you can do for folks. We should talk about how you help people. Number one, I really ought to give your website out, so let's do that. anybody who's interested in working with you. Agnes's website is very simple. It's her name, basically her name. It's agneschaullc.com. Agnes, A-G-N-E-S, and Chau is C-H-A-U-L-L-C. So that's the website. I'll repeat it again. agneschaullc.com. If you go to that website, you'll learn all about what Agnes does, how she can help, and how you get in touch with her. It really is a great website. Talk to me about how you help people. I know you work with them on Zoom. Is that the primary way? You can do it on telephone as well. I mean, you don't. All your clients are not there in Phoenix. They're all over the country, right?
That's correct. That's correct. I help people from all over, and we can do it in person, via Zoom or any other video chat, or over the phone. And I've been able to help people over the phone just as easily as I've been able to help people in person. And it's really up to the client what their preference is. So I've been able to help people through transformation of perception of stressful and traumatic events by guiding them over the phone or through video chat to postures and movements that get them to the whole brain state. So I've helped, for example, a veteran with PTSD and suicidal thoughts get to a place of peace and calm. I've helped a little girl who was bullied. And these are people who live in different parts of the country, and helped her get over anxiety and depression, and also helping her with optimizing her brain health functions, and then helping others with various challenges, including people who are going through grief due to the loss of a loved one. Whether it's through suicide or other other traumatic experiences as well.
And you work with people from all walks of life. I mean, business executives, as you mentioned, a veteran or child. It really doesn't matter what their background or situation is. You really are able to help them whatever. And by the way, do you work primarily with men or women, or is it a little bit of both or a combination of both?
I work with men, women, people of all ages, and I work with people who are ready to do the deep work, who are ready to surface their limiting beliefs, surface what resides at the subconscious level, and really help propel them forward. I do work with executives, celebrities, consultants and coaches and influencers. And part of this is working with people who can also have a greater impact on others, whether it's their sphere of influence or a broader audience.
Well, I think that's great. And the key is, as you point out, they've got to do the deep work. I assume you give them some homework to do when you're not consulting with them, you know, on Zoom or on the phone. They have assignments.
That's right.
That's
they have
very
to take
important.
Action to follow through. So,
absolutely.
Psyche helps create the foundation for accelerated results, but they have to take action. And
right.
I also want to give a shout out to Anne Lorimer, who is the oldest person to have climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. She is 92 years old. She's going to be 93 in June, and she is an inspiration for me. And she actually
we're
went skydiving last month with a parachute.
Agnes, we're out of time. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next time. Next June 1st, okay?
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
We certainly do. I'm Doug Llewellyn, everybody. Join us next month, June 1st, for another visit with Agnes Chau. Thank you so much. Bye for now.